This is Onmul Radio, broadcasting from Monrovia, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Onmul Radio News Update at 8, I'm Olive Thomas. Liberia's health authorities have disclosed that they are stepping up efforts to contain an outbreak of scabies, also known as crocro. The outbreak has affected at least 4,000 persons in five counties, Masurado, Bong, Grambasa, Nimba, and Riverses. The Deputy Director General for Technical Services of the National Public Health Institute of Liberia noted that they are rolling out an aggressive surveillance program to contain further spread of the disease. Speaking to Onmul Radio, Dr. Masoka Fala added that they are working with community leaders in the affected counties to increase public awareness on the spread of the disease as well as prevention methods. Meanwhile, in an effort to reduce the risk of waterborne diseases and clean water shortage, the city mayoress of Unification City in Lower Magibi County has assured residents of the installation of safe drinking water facility in the city early February this year. Esther Kewu said the city corporation is working with Oxfam to bring safe drinking water and sanitation to the city residents. She disclosed that the water installation will supply enough quantity to meet the demand of the people. The National Custom Brokers Association of Liberia says additional tax on imported goods is a contributing factor to the economic hardship now being experienced in the country. The Secretary General of the association told on the radio that tax levied on flour, aging vehicle and others create hike in prices that are quite unbearable for the consumers. Mr. Zuka Ines wants the government to revisit its administrative measures so as to relieve the current economic strains on the people. The news is coming to you from Onmul Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. A mass burial of more than 70 people took place yesterday in Nigeria's central Benue state. Dozens had been killed in conflicts between nomadic herdmen and farming communities in three states, Benue, Nasarawa, and Taraba, in recent weeks. The Nigerian army says it has deployed special forces to all three to stem the menace. Muslim herdmen, mostly of the Fulani ethnic group, and Christian farmers often clash over land in the region. Since the new year, the number of clashes has intensified, with more than 100 deaths reported in Benue and Taraba states. And UK Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson has challenged the US to show there is a better alternative to the deal with Iran that limits its nuclear program, following talks in Brussels with his Iranian and European counterparts. He said the 2015 accord was a considerable compliment that was preventing Iran acquiring nuclear weapons. Mr. Johnson stressed that Iran was fully in compliance with it. U.S. President Donald Trump wants to amend the deal or withdraw from it. In October, he refused to recertify for Congress that Iran was complying, accusing it of not living up to the spirit of the agreements. That's the Onmul Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on Onmul, you can log on to www.onmul.umissions.org, facebook.com/onmul2003, or twitter/onmulnews. I'm Olive Thomas. Good morning.